All right, very good. Just made the turnoff here to 94 from I-75. Got to watch out for the other traffic here if everybody's merging improperly. okay, thanks for that BridgeCom. Yes, I did note that. I'll take a look. I just kind of see, so now are you saying that the BridgeCom is basically good for DMR, but maybe not as well as for others, other digital modes? And then I'll have to take a look at any tone. I didn't know about that for 220. What was I going to say here? 220. I did see a Linco. It was a Linco. I forgot the model number now, but it would do 2 meter, 220, and 440. But I think according to the specs on their website, it's only 5 watts on 220. I'm like, ah. Other than that, it would also do DMR. So I thought, oh, great. I could get one radio and kind of kill two birds with one stone. Although I'll have to see how much activity. I've listened before, but I don't think there's very much activity at all on 220. But still would be nice, I think, just to have the availability for that. Check that out there, too, as well, for any tone. But I've also been kind of enthused by picking up maybe a poor DMR, picking up a Motorola mobile here. That way I can get a little bit more power, plus have, you know, I could do an external antenna, just my current external antenna hooked up to my analog radio currently. So I have to get another one up here and then become W8RIT/PM called Porcupine Mobile.